Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The news today is rife with exotic things like fire and water and lion hunters. First, the wildfires and the water. Most are painfully aware that California is in a severe drought. I've never seen the reservoirs of the Great Central Valley so low, and I have lived long enough to see them pretty low the past 60 years. While there's nothing we can do to end the drought, there is something we can do while in drought: conserve water. I notice a lot of lawns are pretty brown throughout the state, especially in our community. Lawns are pretty, but not essential to life. I'm glad to read that a recent poll shows that over two-thirds of Americans believe agriculture should be at the front of the line when the water spigot is turned on. This shows a lot of common sense because we can live without many things we deem so important, like green lawns, pretty gardens, and swimming pools. But water is vital to life, especially the production of food. Apart from agriculture, we would soon starve. Let's all conserve, but the water that remains must, in my mind, first flow to the farmer and their crops. Now my thoughts about lion hunters. I notice there's been plenty in the news about animals. Butch and Oscar are canines whose picture is on the front page of the Times Standard. The headline reads, "County Animal Shelter Reaching Full Capacity." Over Leaf, there's a full-page ad with a picture of a beautiful wild cat that says, "We are all Cecil," or Cecil, if you will, "End bobcat trapping in California." It's sponsored by the Humane Society. I am glad that we generally treat animals well in our country. I've been in many countries where there is no humane society, where animals run wild, diseased, and skinny through most of the streets, and it feels awful. Then there are those who love to kill animals for the sport of it. Okay, boys will be boys, and the deer population does need to be thinned out each fall. But I do believe the male instinct for killing needs to be properly channeled. There's something distasteful about men who love to go kill exotic animals in faraway places so they can hang the animal heads in their trophy rooms. That dentist from Minnesota who paid $50,000 to shoot Cecil in the Zimbabwe National Park last week has raised the ire of millions around the globe. I understand his life has been threatened and his practice closed. I don't endorse violence as a good solution to violence, but I am very glad that people are angry about the gratuitous killing of the king of beasts by a man seeking cheap thrills by killing this rare and beautiful animal. But he has protested. The kill was done legally and according to the rules. Is it not amazing how much people will bend the rules for you if you give them $50,000? Besides, just because something is legal does not make it ethical. Charges have been brought against Dr. Palmer, and I'll admit I am glad. Not that it will save Cecil, but it might save Cecil's pride. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.